Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President-elect Biden says the next coronavirus relief deal needs to focus on what's immediately needed.
And what's immediately needed is relief for people in their unemployment checks, relief for people who are going to get thrown out of their apartments after Christmas because they can't afford to pay the rent anymore, relief on mortgage payments, relief on all the things that are in the original bill the House passed.
Speaking to CNN tonight alongside Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, Biden called the $900 billion coronavirus relief bill that Congress is considering a good start, but he says it's not enough. The leaders of the House and Senate, meanwhile, say they are committed to reaching an agreement. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke by phone today amid pressure to strike a deal as the pandemic worsens.
Both McConnell and Pelosi say an agreement on the next round of relief funding needs to happen as soon as possible. Top Democrats who had pushed for a far more expensive bill now say they'll support a roughly $900 billion bipartisan measure introduced on Monday. McConnell later put forth his own bill, which totals about $500 billion. It's a bill he says will win the necessary support of President Trump.
Moving on to California. Now, the state has announced a new stay-at-home order to help stop the spread of COVID-19. Scott Rodd is with member station Cap Radio in Sacramento. He reports the state is approaching 20,000 coronavirus deaths.
The stay-at-home order is similar to one that took effect in March. Businesses, including hair salons and bars, must close. Retail stores can remain open at 20% capacity, and restaurants can offer takeout only, though residents are encouraged to stay home as much as possible. Governor Gavin Newsom says COVID-19 patients are starting to flood the healthcare system.
The bottom line is if we don't act now, our hospital system will be overwhelmed. If we don't act now, we'll continue to see a death rate climb.
The stay-at-home order applies to regions with limited ICU capacity. The entire state is expected to fall under the order within weeks. For NPR News, I'm Scott Rodd in Sacramento.
Wisconsin State Supreme Court has dealt President Trump another legal setback, Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson reports.
Trump's lawsuit sought to throw out hundreds of thousands of absentee ballots cast in Dane and Milwaukee counties, two Democratic strongholds. The state Supreme Court did not address the merits of the case, but in a 4-3 decision, ruled the case should start in lower court first. Trump's campaign vowed to refile the lawsuit, meaning it could head back to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Trump has also filed a federal lawsuit trying to overturn the election in the state. President-elect Joe Biden won Wisconsin by fewer than 21,000 votes out of more than 3.2 million votes cast. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.
This is NPR. A wildfire that's burning out of control in Southern California has forced residents to evacuate. The blaze is burning in Orange County's Silverado Canyon. It began late Wednesday as a house fire, but it blew up early today amid unpredictable Santa Ana winds that have raised a fire danger in much of the region. OPEC and its allies have decided on a small increase in oil production starting in January. The announcement comes after the cartel had unexpectedly thorny negotiations this week. Here's NPR's Camila Domonoski.
Vaccine news has sent oil prices up, but demand is still low. So markets were surprised that OPEC is planning to boost production. The change will be gradual, with lots of chances to adjust. Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman is Saudi Arabia's energy minister.
We could tweak upward, we could tweak downward, and we could stay put. And it is all about addressing uncertainty. If you have an uncertain situation, you need to be attentive.
Talks were more difficult than expected as countries clashed over how to execute cuts fairly. Meetings were scheduled for 2 days, but stretched on for most of the week. Camila Domonoski, NPR News.
City flags in West Virginia's capital are flying at half staff following the death of a police officer. The city of Charleston announced the death today of 28-year-old Cassie Johnson, 2 days after she was shot while responding to a parking complaint. The suspect in Johnson's shooting was wounded in an exchange of gunfire and remains hospitalized. I'm Jael Snyder. This is NPR News.